Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
I hadn't realized how much I take my education for granted until just recently. It happened at one of the most unlikely places, at a graduation I never thought I'd be attending. Unlike my own college and graduate school graduations, it didn't involve big parties, nor was it filled with the energy of big plans and bright futures, and it ended with the slamming of steel doors. The graduation ceremony I attended was at San Quentin Prison. The 90 or so graduates, some of them in their 50s and 60s, donned cap and gown to receive GEDs, vocational certificates, and in the case of my own graduating friend, college degrees. You may be wondering why convicted felons and lifers would bother getting an education, never mind a degree. After all, an education that can't be applied is an education wasted. But maybe our best defense against prison recidivism and wasted lives is education itself. Many parolees end up literally back out on the streets with just a few dollars after their release. Lacking any support system and no education or skill to speak of, we know exactly where they're headed. And it's not just an issue of practicality. The look of pride and the rolling tears on the hard faces of those men is priceless. They walked more confidently, heads held just a little higher, as they approached the stage and grasped what many never thought they could, a rare chance the future might be different. And the families of the graduates also beamed with pride. One speaker shared a very personal story. She confided that as a teenager, she had once sat where the family members now sat, watching her own incarcerated father receive his GED during the same month she herself received her high school diploma. Watching her father step onto the stage, she felt more inspired than by any academic achievement of her own. I walked away from that graduation feeling equally inspired by their choice to persevere without any real motivation to do so. And any man that understands the true value of education, regardless of his circumstances, is a wiser man than most. With a Perspective, I'm Paul Lamb.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.